If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, and it is Wednesday here on the show. I basically forgot since I wasn't here yesterday, but I am here today, and as coincidence would have it, Mike Sempervivi is not here today because... You know, you have that personal internet, or you can get business internet, and the business internet costs more money. But the idea is, like, the business internet, you don't have to deal with some of the stupid stuff you have to deal with the personal internet. Well, he's got business internet, and it sucks. He has no internet until after the show ends. So he will not be here today. But fear not, he is going to be replaced by our own Lance P. Storm. He's going to be joining us here today. So this will be Lance's normal Wednesday show. We're going to kill two birds with one stone here. And we have a lot of news to talk about because tonight is AEW Dynamite Blood and Guts. We got five segments announced for the show, including Blood and Guts, which should probably go about an hour. So we'll give you the lineup for that show and some thoughts on that. And then all of the news from the past couple of days. Swerve did an interview talking about Blood and Guts, and this fella, let me tell you. We got Raw ratings and Collision ratings. We've got an update on the G1. We got an update on WWE Speed, which is Filthy Tom Lawler. It's our favorite show, WWE Speed. The new tournament is starting. We've got a list of matches coming up for this next tournament. We've got notes on MJF going to Arena Mexico. And also there is a new member of the AEW broadcast team. And then, of course, last night was NXT. We're going to talk about all of that. And then since Lance is here, we can get some thoughts on a big Slammiversary show coming up this weekend. And it's a big anniversary for Lance. So we got a lot to get into here today with him. Back in a moment to kick it off, Wrestling Observer Live. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi not with us here today. He can't get on the internet right now. But fear not, we are joined by Lance Storm. We got a lot to talk about here today. Lance, how was Slammiversary weekend?
It was a lot of fun. Montreal is a great wrestling town, and we had 4,000 people for Slammiversary, which is a huge house for us, and so it was fantastic and a lot of fun, and a lot of big babyface wins, which always makes it an exciting night.
So Joe Hendry, not the TNA champion. And not, you know, currently. Lance, you're not a booker or anything, so you can tell us whatever you want about the booking. But I certainly would not crown him champion for the first time ever in a six-man, multi-person match. I think if you're going to do it, it should be one-on-one, pay-per-view main event.
I agree, but I think also, too, you know, there is something to a chase. And I think with the overlap with NXT, him not having the championship frees up a little more freedom in what they can do on NXT television as well, because they're going to assume he's not losing any singles matches if he's our TNA world champion. So this, at least, if he has single matches at NXT, keeps the finish in doubt.
I guess. I mean, how many times do you think he's going to do a job in NXT?
I have no
idea. Although he did in that very first Battle Royal.
But at least it's possible. And it's not like, you know, Nick Nemeth isn't a good choice for a babyface world champion for us. So we don't have to crown everyone the instant they get over as world champion. Be patient, everyone.
Hey, listen, I'm the one that argued that they shouldn't have put the title on him this weekend. Don't get mad at me.
And I think, too, if you watched the main event, I listened to the Big Vinny V show, which goes up usually on Mondays. Occasionally Tuesdays, and he brought up a great point that if you watch the entire match, there was a lot of accomplished and a lot of opportunities set up for matches that you want to see. You know, Joe Hendry pinned Moose for I think it's his first singles loss, and again, singles loss, first time he's been pinned in close to a year or two. So Joe eliminating Moose as world champion sets up potential big matches there. Josh turning on Joe Hendry sets up another possible match there. And we crowned Nick Nemeth as world champion. So there was a lot accomplished in one night.
We've also got the Rascals all over NXT television. Not only all over NXT television, but if you watched the show last night, they won in the main event. And probably MSK going after the tag team titles at Great American Bash, one of the two nights. So, man, this Wesley, I don't know. Never seen this guy so happy.
You know, it reminds me a lot of the New Day. In that when you take three guys who are all really good friends and positive, high-energy guys, and you put them together and just let them have fun, it's bloody fantastic. And we saw it with New Day that they were so much better together than they were apart. And I see that with the Rascals as well. They are so much fun. They are so good together. They're a fantastic trio, and I think that we got to have them in TNA, and we get to have them in NXT is great for everybody involved.
All right, we got a lot of news to get into here today, so let's get going. Swerve Strickland says the goal for tonight's Blood and Guts is to make it unique. He's going to be part of Team AW Double Ring Cage Bout. He said to Sports Illustrated, expect blood. Expect guys to step up, become something more than they already are. This is our Marvel Civil War. On one side, you've got Iron Man leading the pack. On the other side is Captain America. He lost me there. But anyway, he wants to make sure this is the most unique and different Blood and Guts. That's the goal. A lot of stories being told. And he said a lot of us here, for the first time stepping up, Mark Briscoe, the Acclaimed, are going to jump to the next level. And then he had a very disturbing statement, which I don't doubt for one second. No one is stopping him from whatever he wants to do, he said of Darby Allin. I'd say that's pretty much guaranteed. So anyway, if you ever saw Swerve when he was kill shot in Lucha Underground.
Oh, geez.
He had one of the most disgusting, brutal, grotesque matches in the history of wrestling on national television. And he's in there for this Blood and Guts match tonight. So I expect something completely insane. Darby's in there. I mean, just that pray just, everybody comes out of here all right.
Darby in there does not change the insane factor at all.
No. Hopefully everybody's...
There will be blood.
There's definitely going to be blood. So the full lineup for Blood and Guts here tonight, and I've said it before, but I feel even more strongly about it now. They should never have made the Owen Hart Cup for a shot at the titles coming up at Wembley. Because, you know, you've got Mariah May. She's going to be facing Toni Storm. But literally, right after winning the Owen, she attacked Toni Storm. You could have done that whether the title was on the line or not. You didn't need her to win the tournament to do that. And as far as, like, Bryan Danielson winning, you know, I predicted he was going to win. I predicted that the main event of the Wembley show was going to be Bryan Danielson going for the title in one of his last matches as a regular performer. But I also predicted that it was not going to be Hangman as the special surprise addition to the Owen by the Young Bucks, because I thought this is stupid. Why are you bringing back Hangman? And he's just going to lose in the tournament, which he did. So I thought that was dumb. And, you know, if you bring him back, like, all people are going to want is for him to win the tournament and face Swerve. But I don't think he's going to win the tournament. And he didn't. And so now you've got a situation where the hottest feud right now is Hangman and Swerve. And they're not fighting for anything. The Wembley match is Swerve and Bryan Danielson, who, I mean, forget everything about how he did that interview saying he didn't want to be champion or whatever. Guy hasn't been on the show in weeks. Wasn't on the show last week, not on the show this week. He's just vanished, but he's getting a world title shot in less than a month, and it's a cold match.
Wasn't he on Dynamite a week ago?
No, he wasn't there last week.
That was Calgary, right?
Yeah, that was, I mean, that was the finals of the tournament, but that wasn't last week.
Oh, okay, I missed a week then.
Yeah, you missed a week. So, I mean, we've got a card here, and there's no Bryan Danielson. It is the Elite versus Team AW. The Jacksons, Jack Perry, Okada, and Hangman versus Swerve, Bowens, Caster, Darby, and Mark Briscoe. Jericho against Minoru Suzuki with the Learning Tree banned from ringside. And Sammy Guevara has done an interview saying he's training for his return. That's quite a coincidence. I expect him to interfere here, but we'll see. Britt Baker versus Hikaru Shida in Britt Baker's first match since last September. It'll be against Hikaru Shida here. No crossbodies allowed. That's my one rule. The debut of the Glamour Mariah May. And it has been pointed out to me after Mike didn't like that name. If you don't like the Glamour Mariah May, well, you cannot be mad at AEW because that was, in fact, the gimmick she used when she was working in the UK. She was the Glamour Mariah May. So she's going to debut that character here tonight. And new international champion MJF will speak. That's the lineup for the Blood and Guts show tonight. And the Blood and Guts match itself, I mean, that whole thing's probably going to take probably close to an hour because it's a War Games match. There's going to be the intervals, and I haven't heard anything about the coin toss. Maybe we'll just quietly have the heel start. I guess we'll find out. But that's Dynamite tonight. You watching it, Lance?
I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I've been awful busy this week, so we'll have to wait and see. But I'll probably at some point watch it, especially Blood and Guts, because like you said, I think the right finish here would be Hangman pinning Swerve and going to Wembley. It's obviously not going to Wembley, but I think that would have been a better way to determine the world champion challenger at Wembley. But it is what it is.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. I know you're not on X, Lance.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm barely on X. I'm on X for subscribers. If you subscribe to my X, then we can have some chats. I shared some cool videos. I went to a mariachi performance at the library yesterday. I got some awesome videos up for my subscribers. A lot of scoops as well. But you know, one of the things I don't like about X, besides everything else, is they got this new Explore tab. And it's like they're all written by AI. And of course, you know, I'm a human. I'm a human being. And I read these Explore headlines, and it's like, dude, the future better not be AI, because these are like all wrong. I mean, this headline here, Bryan Danielson to stay at AEW post-wrestling career. Well, that's not at all what Tony Khan said. First off, his career isn't over this year. It's been made very clear his full-time career, but he's still going to be wrestling, probably till he's dead. And also, like Tony Khan said, I hope he stays here forever. I would love for him to stay here forever. But it's not like he signed a lifetime deal. And then, I don't even know what this means. Tony Khan eyes WWE AEW Super Show despite past criticism. What does that even mean?
It means, because I saw the original post, someone asked him about a super show, and he said he would love to work with WWE if it were possible.
Sure.
And the past criticism, because I just saw a thread post about it, was him calling WWE the Harvey Weinstein of pro wrestling, and now he's claiming to love working with them. So people are calling him...
But he's not eyeing doing a show. He was asked, would you like to? And he said, of course. Well, of course he would. Should see what other stupid ones they've got here.
Don't we have anything better to talk about?
It says show more.
Stupid stuff on X.
Let's see.
Yesterday was the anniversary of me winning the IC title. That's more important.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, it was a match with Albert that quite literally was a speed match before speed was invented. It was 1 minute and 57 seconds, and we went full speed doing... bumps and all kinds of crazy stuff, and never once slowed down for a second, and had a sub 2 minute intercontinental title match where I won, and we had a post-match brawl, entrances and everything. It was ridiculous. It was fun. I liked working with Albert. He is a very safe, scarily strong big man, but 1 minute 57 seconds for my big intercontinental championship win, not exactly a Savage Steamboat.
Well, you know, on the subject of speed, the newest tournament has wrapped up. Baron Corbin went to the finals, and he faced Andrade. And Andrade beat him to retain the speed title. And now, next week, they're starting a new tournament. And the matches for the tournament, Axiom and Joaquin Wilde, which should be very good. And they're doing a storyline with Axiom and Nathan Frazier in NXT based around all of this, which I like. And what I like about it is they're explaining what's going on, but it's not like you actually have to watch Speed for it to make sense. The basic story has been that Axiom and Nathan Frazier are tag team champions, and Axiom's all concerned about the tag team titles, and you know, they had a match coming up. And Frazier, like, he wanted to train and come up with ideas and everything. And Frazier was like, I can't. I got the speed tournament. I got to get ready for the speed tournament. And Axiom was like, why are you getting involved with all of this? We're the tag team champions. We got to defend these titles. This is important. Frazier's like, nah, don't worry about it. You know, I got it. And he's off doing whatever. And so they do go to the match, and they actually end up winning. So now this week, you know, Frazier... They set up this match for the six man for the main event. Frazier's like, yeah, let's do this. And Axiom goes, I gotta just tell you one thing though. I'm in the next speed tournament. And Frazier's like, what? You just spent 4 weeks yelling at me for worrying about the speed tournament. We're supposed to be worrying about our tag titles. Now you're doing the speed tournament? And Axiom goes, well, you said it would be okay, and it was. We won. So I'm going to be doing it. So now Frazier's mad. And it's like, you don't have to watch Speed to understand all of this, but it's a fun little storyline because they're teasing like a potential breakup down the road. And this is one of the things that is eating both of them up. We got Pete Dunne versus Julius Creed. So Pete Dunne is now feuding with Sheamus on Raw, feuding with Trick Williams on NXT, and he's in the Speed tournament. So he's busy. Austin Theory faces Montez Ford. And then we have Javon Evans debuting against Ashanti the Adonis, who is back to being the again, for those of you keeping track, because he was not the last week. That's going to premiere on Wednesday, if you're a big fan of WWE Speed, which Tom and I are, and we will review the last tournament on this coming Monday's Filthy Four Daily.
Javon winning the Speed title would not be a terrible thing.
It would not be a terrible thing. It would not be a terrible thing. But I don't know if he's gonna. We'll see. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. We'll do some text messages here. If you have questions for Lance, Lance is here. So ask your questions, 425-780-7566 or f4wonline at gmail.com. We'll get into those in a moment. Quick note that Raw did 1.8 million viewers and a 0.59, which is up from last week when they were, it was the home run derby. So not a bad number. Collision ended up substantially, actually. 472,000 viewers and a 0.15, which is a very, very good number for Collision. And that is up substantially. It's actually the fourth largest viewership of the year. So that's good. Of course, you know, year over year, they're still not doing well. Year over year, the overall viewership down 24% and 18 to 49 down 17%. So even though they're doing better than they have earlier this year, still way down from previous years. MJF is going to Arena Mexico, and he will be facing Templario. They did a one-night tournament on Tuesday, and it came down to Averno and Templario in the finals. And Esfinge was in the match. Rujido, Stuka Jr., Valiente, Zondekin Jr., Flip Gordon in the tournament. And Templario ended up winning, which should be a very good match.
MJF, so is that a title match then?
And yep, it's for MJF's title. So he's going to be getting a title shot. And MJF did an interview, and he did talk about how I love Lucha Libre. He said he'd been in Mexico for MLW, AAA, and The Crash. He said, I remember not too long ago I discussed I would love AW to have a show in Aztec Stadium. For some reason, I want to go there. And the reason I love going there is because the competitors are so weak. It is a very easy payday, and the food is delicious.
Classic MJF.
I'm sure the food is delicious. But he also talked about his injury at Full Gear, the match with Jay White. He tore his labrum and popped his hip out of its socket during the match. He said, in the Jay White match, I beat him on one leg, by the way, no big deal. Hit an elbow drop from the top rope to the floor because I was trying to impress people that I thought cared about me. Later on, I found out they didn't. My hip popped out of socket, and because I thought those people cared about me, I fought through it for, I think, another 20 minutes. Then he hit me with a uranage off the top rope. I landed directly on my left shoulder. My labrum just snapped entirely in half. It was the most pain I've ever been in my entire life. Then somebody tells me you need to do a press conference. And I said, I love wrestling fans. I'll do a press conference. I'll fight through these tears. Once again, wrestling fans showed me they don't care about me. They made memes about it. They thought it was funny. Hands down, the most pain I've ever been in. And nobody cared. Those damn fans! That's always the heel line. It's because of those fans, Lance.
Mm-hmm. Someone notified Jim Valley.
Yeah, Jim Valley's really into that because of the fans. But you know what I've noticed as a wrestler, Lance? It often is because of those stupid fans. Just personally. I don't know about you. All right. This person says, Lance, I assume about half of the wrestlers wear contact lenses. but I've never seen a contact lens come out during a match. Is it common? And is it dangerous to wrestle with only one contact lens?
I remember during our Sudden Impact days in probably 91, teaming with Jericho, he used to wear contact lenses. I think he got LASIK since, but he had contact lenses, and he lost one in a match. It popped out. He managed to find it on the canvas, put it in his hand, and told his opponents, it's like, don't bump me too much. I lost my contact, and they immediately bumped him. He dropped his contact, found it again. They bumped him again, never saw the contact again, and needed new contacts. So they can come out and do come out, but unless you have really bad vision, you can usually get away with not needing your contacts while you wrestle.
Yeah, I think I've told this story before, but before I had LASIK, I was legally blind. 2200 in my good eye, 2250 in my bad eye. And I hated glasses. I couldn't get contacts in my eyes. And so I drove for years legally blind. And I do not recommend this for children out there. But back then I learned that the eye chart was universal. It wasn't just a jumble of random letters.
You did the Michael Bisping?
I memorized it.
Yeah.
DEFPOTEC is 2020. And I memorized it, and so that's how I got my license without the restrictive lenses gimmick. And, you know, people are always like, how do you drive legally blind? And to me, it was like, I've never had a problem. Like, I can't read a street sign. But if I know where I'm going, it's like, I can see there's a giant vehicle. I can't see what the license plate is, but there's a huge truck there. Like, slow down. Never had a problem. I wrestled fine legally blind. Anyway, back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart?
please?
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
See, here's the thing with vision. By the way, I got LASIK, so I'm 20/20 now. But let's say that you're nearsighted. Okay? I was nearsighted. I could see close up, but I couldn't see far away. Okay? Well, how far away is someone in a wrestling ring? They're right in front of you. You can see them. Now, driving in a car, you should wear your glasses or your contacts. You don't want to miss the exit. But for those of you that aren't nearsighted, like, what do you think happens if something's 30 feet away? You think it just vanishes? Like, you can't see it at all? It's just like there's, you see something right here, but then there's just like blackness out there? No, you can see. It's just blurry. Like, when I was a kid, I didn't know I was blind. I was at swim class, and I said, "Mom, what time is it?" She goes, "It's, 5:30. Don't you see the clock?" And I said, "There's a clock?" She goes, "Yeah, the clock right there. You can't read it?" I was like, "No." But I didn't know I was blind. I was like, "Well, it's far away. Of course I can't see it." And they take me to the eye doctor, and it turns out I actually am blind. But it's not like I couldn't see that I was in a swimming pool, or I couldn't see that, way out there in the water, there's, life forms. I don't know where they are. Could be a whale. But the point is, but if you're farsighted, you can see things far away, but like things up close are blurry. Well, how close are you going to get to this other person wrestling?
Yes, if you're wrestling Sheamus, the really large white blurry guy is Sheamus.
Exactly. But my point is, if you're farsighted, it's like, okay, he's this far away. He's going to be blurry there or whatever. Or he's going to be blurry. It doesn't matter. You're going to see him. So anyway, you don't need to wrestle with your contact lenses in. It's not like we're doing, skeet shooting or something. What was the point of all of this?
The dude asked about wearing contacts.
Why was your Intercontinental title match so short, this person asks? Was time taken from the match because of other things?
It's possible, but in that era, time always was at a minimal. My rematch with Edge for the Intercontinental title at MSG on Raw was 1:08. It wasn't even as long as this one. Opening promo segments often went long, but in that era, they booked a lot of short segments.
Well, speaking of segments, we got to do a quick look at NXT here. Then we'll do more emails for Lance, text messages, 425-780-7566. So I would say that the first hour of this show sucked, and the second hour of the show I thought was pretty good.
Like, so, the indie you went to.
Kind of, yeah, actually. So they brought in Cedric Alexander and Ashanti the Adonis, okay? So if you watch Raw and SmackDown, you know who Cedric is and you know who Ashanti the Adonis is. But they've been brought into NXT, and they've been there a week, and the opening segment is Trick and Cedric and Ashanti, and they're doing this big long thing, and it appears like Cedric is a babyface. Ashanti maybe is not. Ashanti just wants to hang out with the women. But it's like, they've just jumped right into this thing with the former world champion, and it's just too fast. It's like, nobody cares about Cedric. Nobody cares about Ashanti. They care about Trick, but they don't care about what's going on with these guys because they just threw them right in. It's like they didn't even establish the characters or anything. So anyway, it ends up with, Ashanti's yelling at Trick. Trick gets mad, says, "I'm not third, I'm first around here." This makes Cedric mad. The Trick thinks he's better than him, so he challenges him for a match for later. We had Ethan Page arriving. And I don't know, you don't watch this show, do you, Lance?
Generally not, no.
Generally not. Well, you know what I absolutely hate about this show? And at this point, I think that they do it sometimes just so I'll complain about it every single week. Why is it so hard to identify people? Why is it so hard to put a graphic on the screen? And the one that made me so angry is, first off, they had this team. I can't even remember off the top of my head their names because they've been on TV like three times in the last 3 months. And it was a team where every week they were on their way, but they wouldn't actually tell us what their names were. They never put graphics on the screen, not their individual names or their team name. So Ethan Page arrives and there's these two guys. No graphics, no identifying graphics as to who they are. So I'm trying to write like what's going on. And it's like, what are their names? So I'm irritated. They never show us. And so then later there's another segment with three women backstage. I'm pretty sure one of them is Carmen Petrovich. Pretty sure one is Lola Vice. And I have absolutely, positively no idea who the third one is. They don't say her name. They don't put a graphic on the screen. I'm like, now my blood is boiling. And then you want to know what really set me off? So later, they have a segment where Ethan Page, the champion, goes to talk to Ava. And he runs into Mr. Stone and Stevie Turner. Well, of course, they put up a graphic for Mr. Stone. Do you know how long Mr. Stone has been in NXT?
5 years, maybe?
2019.
5 years.
They put a graphic up for a guy who has been with this company doing storylines for 5 years. He gets a graphic. But the tag team that showed up a month ago, who's had like two or three appearances at most, nope, everybody knows who they are. Everybody knows who the ninth athletic blonde is that's hanging out with Lola Vice. I'm like, God. Oh my, why is this so hard, Lance?
I don't know.
Why?
But I think it's made harder because everyone just has a first and a last name. We need more Jake the Snakes, Macho Man Randy Savage, in my opinion.
And then, yeah, Brandon goes, was the third woman Sol Ruka? Okay, here's the thing. And I think it actually might have been. Because later they did a match, and this is another one. I'm doing nothing but complaining about this show. But like, they did Lash Legend and Jakara Jackson versus Sol Ruka and Carmen Petrovich. And we're like a minute into the match, and it suddenly hits me. Oh my God, that's Sol Ruka. Because for those of you who have never seen Sol Ruka, or this show in general, all they do is hire athletic people. Okay? And so, there was a time in WWE where, you know, they had maybe a dozen women on the roster. This was before the women's evolution. They maybe had a dozen women. And it was... And I was always like, do you all have to have a different color of hair? This woman's hair was blue. This woman's hair was green. This woman's hair was purple. This woman's
now
hair...
you're begging for it.
Yeah, and I am now. Because now I figured it out. Now they've got like, I swear to God, a dozen women. And they are all athletic, blonde women. Okay? Now, Sol Ruka stuck out because Sol Ruka had a surfer gimmick. And she had like, you know, frizzy, curly, you know, it looks like she just came in from the ocean. You know, her look made her stick out. I swear to God, this week they straightened her hair. She has bone straight blonde hair now. And I'm watching this match going, wait a second, that's Sol? She looks now exactly like everybody else. The one thing that differentiated her from all of the other blonde athletic women, they straightened her hair.
How many times have people make fun of me for my blonde rat tail? At least you knew it was me, brother.
Hey, I had that reverse mullet for the YWF. There was no mistaking who the beast was. But anyway, now let's talk about what was actually good on this show. So, they're doing a fun storyline with Ren Sinclair and the No Quarter Catch crew. And, you know, the funny thing is Charlie Dempsey is Regal's son. And Regal has so much charisma, but his son, like, has absolutely none to speak of. So they're trying to give him charisma by making his, the storyline is he thinks that he's a mobster like Tony D. And so, you know, they killed off Damon Kemp, put him in the trunk of a car, but Ren Sinclair saw it. And so now she wants to be in the No Quarter Catch crew. They don't want her, but she's basically threatened. If I don't start winning some matches, wink, wink, I don't know, who knows what I'll say. And so, you know, Charlie doesn't want her there, but he has to help her win and everything. And I'm watching this match with her and Carly Bright. And the match itself isn't very good at all. It's like choreographed and they're going 9,000 miles an hour. But Charlie on the outside has to, like, you know, prevent Carly from winning by the ref's back. He has to put the foot on the ropes or whatever when Ren almost gets pinned. And then he finally helps Ren win. And she rolls outside and she's all excited and happy. And this Charlie Dempsey is like, it's the most preposterous, overdramatic, overacting you've ever seen. He's like a guy on vaudeville. But I really thought about it and I was like, that was kind of Regal's character, actually. So maybe we're onto something right here. But anyway, I like that storyline. And then they had a Thea Hale sit-down interview about the Roxanne match, and she's awesome. She's a great worker. She's a great interview. She's only 20, although she's about to be 21, so she's been here going on 3 years now.
So she'll be in the main event, or she'll be on the main roster inside of the next decade.
By the next decade. By the time she's 30, I think they'll finally call her up, her and Roxanne. And then we had Trick and Cedric, which was a struggle of a match, but they made their way through it. And then Pete Dunne lays out Trick. And so it looks like we got multiple, matches here for Trick down the road. We had the main event, the Rascals. For those, if you don't watch NXT, but you know all these characters, the Rascals, all three of them, against Axiom, Nathan Frazier, and Javon Evans. Okay? Now, I will say that the setup for the match was actually, it was so stupid I had to watch it twice because I couldn't even believe my eyes. So what happens is, earlier in the show, Axiom and Nathan Frazier, you know, they're backstage kind of arguing or whatever, and the Rascals walk up. And so Trey asks MSK, hey, did you guys ever lose those tag team titles these guys got? And Wesley says, no, in fact, we did not. We were tag team champions, but we never lost the belts in the ring. And Frazier, one half of the tag team champions, he goes, that match would have been insane. And Trey says, what do you mean would have been? I mean, we can still do that match. And so, like, they get all excited. And Wes says, yeah, we could do that match tonight. And Frazier looks at Axiom. Axiom looks at Frazier. And Frazier goes, let's do it. So I was like, oh my God, we're getting a tag title match, MSK versus Axiom and Nathan Frazier tonight. And so then Axiom and Nathan Frazier look at him and they go, well, there's two of us and three of you, so which two are going to be in the match tonight? And Trey actually says, or no, Wentz, he goes, I don't know if you know this or not, we're the Rascals. You're getting all three of us. And so then Frazier's like, oh, a six man? Okay, we'll get a partner. And then, like, the Rascals are all happy and they leave. And I was like, hold on a second. You were just offered a world tag team title shot and you talked your way into a non-title six man? I watched it again. I was like, am I imagining this? But no, they decided they just wanted a six man, not a championship match. And so they had the six man and my God, this match was awesome. And in the end, they did have Wentz get the pin. So we are getting a tag title match. Which, that was an awful lot of work to get what you had already. But man, this match was awesome. So I would highly recommend the main event. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time
time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, no, Mike Sempervivi, but we do have Lance Storm here, and tonight is the TNA show. Actually, it's tomorrow, Thursday. Tomorrow. Yeah, but Lance is here, so tell us what's on the show this coming week.
Yeah, Thursdays, 8 p.m., Access TV in the States, Fight Network in Canada. I know what's on the show. I don't know what's promoted, but I knew, though, there is Steve Maclin versus Cody Deaner, as well as AJ Francis versus Sammy Callahan. There are other matches, but they, to my knowledge, haven't been promoted publicly, so I will stay quiet. But a good show, as it always is each week, so check us out and enjoy TNA Wrestling.
Well, I'll tell you what's been advertised. We have got Nick Nemeth kicking off the episode, new TNA World Champion. We will hear from Josh Alexander, this horrible man. Screw Joe Hendry.
Can't trust those bald Canadians.
No. Jordan Grace and Eric Young versus Ash by Elegance and Alex Hammerstone in a mixed tag. Matt Hardy, Ace Austin, and Chris Bay versus Eddie Edwards, Brian Myers, and Dango, Johnny Dango Curtis. And we've got AJ Francis and Sammy Callahan and Steve Maclin versus Cody Deaner. So that's the lineup for the post-Slammiversary episode of TNA, which is coming up tomorrow. And later on tonight, it'll be myself and Dave talking AEW, Blood and Guts, NXT, and everything else, all of the news. And I'll be back tomorrow here and the Brian DeVinny Show as well. So a lot of stuff to check out. Make sure you check out last night's Brian DeVinny Show. Next week, it's the big Hogan-Andre confrontation and angle to set up WrestleMania 3. And also an amazing, amazing Rick Martel and, I think it was Martel and Tom Zank, right?
Yep.
In the locker room. Oh, man. Miss the 80s. We'll talk to you next time, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.